This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our weekly series, Vital Signs, Cataracts. It's estimated more than 24 million Americans, 40 and older, have this eye condition that can cause serious problems. But cataracts also are easily treated if caught early. I talked about this with Dr. Preston H. Bloomquist, an ophthalmologist with Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center, about symptoms you should watch for. What are cataracts?
Well, a cataract is a painless clouding of the lens of the eye. The lens is located in the eye, behind the colored iris, and just behind the pupil. Normally, the lens is clear and helps to focus light entering the eye onto the retina. That's the specialized nerve layer at the back of the eye. The retina transfers that information to the brain, where we interpret the electrical impulses as sight.
There are different types of cataracts, correct?
Yes, there are. Most cataracts are age-related, but there are several layers of the lens. You can think of the lens like an onion. Sometimes I use the analogy like a peanut M&M.
Huh.
You have the dense nucleus, or the peanut. The chocolate is the cortex, which is a little fluffier. And then a fine capsule, not a hard shell, but a 10 micrometer thick basement membrane or capsule around the lens.
Mm-hmm. Can it cause you to lose your sight altogether?
Cataracts are the most common cause of blindness worldwide, and account for half a treatable visual impairment in Americans over the age of 40. 1 out of every 6 Americans over the age of 40 have cataract, and over half of patients over the age of 80 do. But it's easily treatable. Simple cataract surgery can remove the cataract and restore vision by placing an artificial lens implant back in the eye to refocus the light rays onto the retina.
And it's possible you don't even have to go so far as surgery, isn't it?
That's correct. An early cataract, it may be that just changing the glasses prescription is enough to improve visual function. But when that's not sufficient and patients can't do their activities of daily living, they don't enjoy life to the fullest, that's when cataract surgery is indicated.
What are the risk factors for developing cataracts?
So it's strongly associated with aging, lifetime exposure to sun and ultraviolet light, smoking, and exposure to certain medications like corticosteroids. Some chronic health conditions like diabetes also will accelerate cataract formation.
How does smoking impact this?
Smoking does a lot of things to the body.
Yes, this is true.
And the theory behind some cataractogenesis is that you develop free oxygen radicals that accelerate the hardening of the center peanut or nucleus of the lens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we usually see in smokers, a dense yellow nuclear sclerotic cataract.
Let me back up a bit. Why is age such a typical factor? Is the eye just wears out over time?
Well, I hate to say wear out. You're not going to use up your eye or harm your eye by using your eye. But as the eye ages, there are layers added to that onion of the cataract, the layers of the cataract, and the center starts to break down and become hardened. It loses its elasticity. Its refractive index goes up, which means that the focus point may come in a little bit from where it used to be. Some people will experience what's called second sight. Most people over 40 years of age can't see at distance. But as the cataract develops, the focus point may move in and they may be able to see to read again, although at the expense of not being able to see at distance.
What are symptoms that you're developing cataracts?
So the most common symptom is a clouding or blurring of the vision, making it hard to read or see traffic signs or recognize faces. There may be a change in color perception, especially for those cataracts that undergo extreme yellowing. Some cataracts cause difficulty with glare, making driving at nighttime with approaching car headlights almost impossible. If you're changing your glasses prescription frequently, that may be a sign of early cataract. And finally, some cataracts will cause a splitting of the light rays so that you may see double or triple images, even with one eye closed.
Save maybe for the doubling or tripling images. Let me guess. Most people get these other symptoms and they're tempted to just dismiss them.
That's correct. There are some changes with aging that are normal in the eye. But we would like to think that somebody as they age can still see 20/20 unless there's something wrong with the eye, whether it be cataract or macular degeneration or glaucoma. So if you're having problems, it's important to see an eye professional.
Can you prevent cataracts from happening?
Not entirely, but there are some steps you can take. Number one, just quit smoking. Or if you don't smoke, don't start. Protect yourself from ultraviolet light by wearing a wide-brimmed hat outside, or wear sunglasses that block the UVB part of the ultraviolet spectrum. The main thing, if you or someone you know suspect they have cataracts, the first step is to see an eye professional for a complete eye exam. It's important for those drivers over the age of 65 to have an eye exam every 1 to 2 years, and less often if you're younger.
Dr. Bloomquist, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.